listening to the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. This is not your typical food show. We're talking about the politics of food, the corruption of our food supply, and what you can do to stand and fight back. Download the TuneIn app for your smartphone and call your local station to ask that they carry the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Now, once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have Elizabeth Larder on the phone. She is a director for Yes on 522. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Elizabeth.
We appreciate your time. The reason we wanted to talk with you is you are spearheading the effort to label GMOs in Washington State, and we wanted to get an idea of what you're doing and what the progress has been so far.
Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks so much. So, yeah, I'm with the Yes on 522 campaign. We're the ballot initiative to label genetically engineered foods in Washington State. For us, more than 353,000 Washingtonians signed petitions to get this through the legislature, and then the legislature took no action on it, so it's coming to the voters. And so Washington voters have a chance to decide this November if they want to label GE foods or not.
Let's take a step back for a moment. And for those people who don't understand what GMOs are, can you kind of encapsulate that for them and why so many people are so concerned about genetically modified food?
The brief point is that genetically engineered foods, whether it's corn, soybeans, sugar beets, they have been changed down at the DNA level and manually and artificially changed down at that level. Some people want to say that they grow faster, require less pesticides, but really what we've seen, and I think the Wall Street Journal and NPR have reported lately, is that now pesticides are making a comeback because it's GMO corn and other GM crops are actually, have changed and are now requiring more pesticides than previously.
Absolutely. And we've done a couple of interviews on the subject. If you go to ElizabethDoherty.com, you can listen to Professor Don Huber talk about the fact that it actually takes more pesticides to grow these things because they become what's called Roundup resistant. And also, we have another piece on there, several pieces, but one of them is the very messy process that it takes to genetically modify something and the potential throw-off of other unintended effects. We have talked to experts that say that it's not good for your health.
I think on that, it really comes down to, it's up to the individual to decide what they want to eat, right? And this is a label that's more information to help individual shoppers decide, do I want to eat, genetically engineered foods? That's up to me, right? And I should be able to make that choice and have that information available.
So have you felt any pushback as far as companies that are trying to prevent or dissuade voters from voting for this?
The campaigns are both sides, yes and no, are just starting to gear it up. We're really focused on getting the word out. We're hitting farmers market. We're hitting parades. We're out talking to different voters. I was just in Central Washington talking to folks. And so our efforts right now are just to get the word out that this is on the fall ballot and the importance of labeling genetically engineered foods. And yes, we are seeing the same companies and organizations that supported the no side in California are also supporting the no side here in Washington. And they are also kind of talking the same talk and walking the same walk. It's kind of like they copy the California campaign and are trying to implement it here in Washington.
I had heard, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, that they're doing it through a little more stealthy means this time by going through an advertising agency.
Yeah, they're using the same media consultant for this, the no side here in Washington, as they did in California.
So the same?
Yeah, it's the same media consultant.
Okay. What are people doing there locally besides you to get the word out? Are you having local meetings that people could go to?
Yeah, there are a lot of different things where people locally and even nationally can get involved with the Yes campaign. We're the only ballot initiative that is on the fall ballot this year, or the only state, anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
People can, locally in Washington, people can come help us at farmers markets or parades or help us volunteer in the office or help us with events that we have coming up. And the best way to do that is going to yes.com/volunteer, or you can host a kitchen conversation, which is our grassroots program to help spread the word about why GMO labels matter and help to, tell your friends and loved ones and other people about why people should vote on Yes on 522 this fall. And then nationally, people can engage. They can host their own kitchen conversation, or they can help make phone calls this fall. And we're going to need as much volunteer support as we can to make sure this passes this November.
Sure. Can you give people the website one more time in case they didn't catch it the first time?
Yeah, it is yeson522.com. And if you want to volunteer in particular, you go to yeson522.com/volunteer.
How long has this taken you to get it on the ballot? For other states who are trying to do similar things, what kind of process was this for you?
Well, for Washington State, you know, we're unique here in Washington. And, you know, this started out as a signature gathering phase, I believe, last summer, to get enough signatures to get this initiative to the legislature. So it's a little, you know, every state has their different processes, but for us, we tried to get through the legislature, and we collected more than 353,000 signatures. It was really pretty monumental. It was really great. And I think that took about, you know, 6 months, give or take a month, and it was certified by our Secretary of State on February 1st.
Excellent.
And then once the legislature went out of session, we became a, you know, full-time campaign gearing up for the fall.
So in Washington, they're not trying to ban it. They're just trying to say, hey, we want the right to know whether it's genetically modified or not. And you can make your own decision as a consumer.
Right, exactly.
And yeah.
Really, it's pretty simple. It's pretty common sense, actually. You know, we've been labeling and adding more facts and information on our labels in the last couple of years. I'm sure you've seen that now a lot of food manufacturers are, you know, letting you know if it's gluten-free or not, and if it's been certified gluten-free. And that's kind of the new, you know, one of the new hot label trends, if you will. And so they constantly are relabeling, and it's pretty common sense, just adding a couple words to the front of the package and letting shoppers really ultimately decide if they want to buy these products or not.
Absolutely. In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Elizabeth Larder. She's a director at Yes on 522 in Washington State. We really appreciate your time on the show today, giving us the update, and we hope we can have you back again.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.